Hello and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of August 14th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. I'm back from my vacation this week. Thanks to Josh for guesting on Gamers In just this past week. He did a fantastic job. I had a chance to listen to the episode. They talked about a lot of great stuff. Sorry I missed a week for the Patreon Mini. I figured I'd take a nice week off, and honestly, I wasn't really sure what was going on. We had missed an episode of Summoner's Call, and week before Battle for Azeroth, what do you talk about besides wanting to play Battle for Azeroth? So, without further ado, Battle for Azeroth. That's kind of what's going on right now. I know I've been playing pretty much nonstop since, last week during the vacation I resubbed. We'll talk a bit about that. Played through the pre-expansion content, we've talked about that to death, but basically what happened is I finished all of it on my Horde character, and I just, didn't feel it. I think I felt a way a lot of the people felt, and I decided to boost an Alliance character, so I'm playing a Draenei Paladin, and I've never played a Paladin before, and I know there's a lot of jokes about Paladins, but I can't remember them. They're like, I think Paladin jokes, from what I remember in my 14 years of playing WoW on and off, is that Paladin jokes are like lawyer jokes. Everyone's got a bunch of them, and they're all terrible. So I won't tell any here, because I honestly can't remember any of them. Anyways, yeah, I'm playing on the Alliance, and I'm honestly really been enjoying the story. I think this is the first time in over 10 years that I've actually felt a strong need to try a different side and see what that story is and experience the Alliance side. I mean, honestly, I feel like the expansions previous to Battle for Azeroth have always been about how Azeroth and its inhabitants band together to stop a common enemy. You know, Burning Crusade was a bit of a land grab, but it really was about going and trying to take care of Illidan. Then in Wrath of the Lich King, obviously you had the Lich King, everyone banded together. Still a bit of a land grab. They separated the two tribes, I think. The Horde and the Alliance went to opposite sides of the island, but still you were uniting to face off against that. And then Cataclysm was Nefarian, and Mists of Pandaria was again a land grab, but really was more about Grosh being a dink. And then, Draenor. Yes, Draenor was again a common enemy. Garrosh and going back in time. And then Legion, again, fighting a common enemy. This is since Vanilla, the first expansion, where you're literally fighting Alliance versus Horde, you know? And I think the weird thing is, if you look at what they did with Warcraft 3, where they presented four campaigns, where yes, one of them was you were playing the bad guy. That was the undead campaign, playing as the undead. But the Night Elves, the Orcs, the humans, those were all, you know, unique. They were telling a story that didn't feel like good versus evil, but really, with Battle for Azeroth, it feels like it's good versus evil. I haven't played the Horde side. I've only experienced what the Horde has done in relation to, you know, what has happened on the Alliance side. But like the Alliance, there's a zone where literally there is an invasion, you know, where the unprovoked just the Horde shows up and starts bombing things. Again, maybe it's some like, oh, it's an illusion. I don't know, but it just, We'll find out on Wednesday, on Thursday, when Joss and I talk a bit about it. I'm sure she'll be able to shed some light, because of course she's playing Horde. I believe she has an Alliance tune, but obviously she's going through it as a Horde side. So we'll talk about Battle for Azeroth, go through that. I'm right now on my other screen playing through The Walking Dead, the final season for Zombies Ate My Podcast, but I'll touch on it, as I always do, on the Gamers Inn. I know Jocelyn on last week's Gamers In, as well as in Discord, she's mentioned getting back into Sea of Thieves with all the new expansions. I don't know if that means Shipwrecks and Shanties is coming back, but it could possibly mean a segment on the Gamers In where we talk a bit about Sea of Thieves. We'll see. Depends if it kind of catches her interest. It's kind of tough considering WoW is really taking up a lot of people's interest. I think my friends list is dominated, like 90% are playing WoW. And the other 10 are probably wanting to play WoW. So, moving on, Summoner's Call. It seems to be a quiet week. We're halfway through Summer Celebration. New banner has already launched. So, with the hour and a half episode we did last week making up for the week we missed, I think this week will be a nice, relaxing, just general chat about Fire Emblem Heroes. But you know what? I've been surprised before and Intelligent Systems has dropped some sort of bomb for us to talk about. So we'll see. The week is young. We don't record until Saturday, so maybe something will happen. And as for upcoming events, Battle for Azeroth is live, as we've already mentioned. Beware all other games to come out during this time. Speaking of which, The Walking Dead Final Season Episode 1 is also out this week, so if you're a Walking Dead fan or a Telltale fan, you can go check that out. Other than that, I saw on the Patreon that we have hit our $50 per episode goal, thanks to Josh, who upped his pledge. And that's really awesome. I don't know if we're going to have game night this week. We might do it next week. I'll talk to Jocelyn and we'll see what our plans are. But stay tuned to Gamers In this week for more details. I think we'll probably give it a week because we haven't done one in a while. I want to give it a week to kind of like gauge some interest, get some folks to pick a game, and then we'll stream something that everyone wants to check out. So stay tuned for information. Go to our Discord, bit.ly/TGIDiscord, and we'll post more information there. Speaking of which, New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/TheGamersIn. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord, like I mentioned, by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a fantastic week.